At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
I'm back with my good colleague, Joseph Umeyer. He is executive director of Skill Free Society. He's in Medellin, Colombia. And Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, who is a native of Rio Grande do Sul, he was taught me that this is the southernmost state of Brazil, heavily agriculture, producing the rice that Brazil and the world eat. And yet the rains came and the rivers overflowed because of a poor preparation. Ernesto has instructed me. And now, as the water recedes somewhat, we realize that there are thousands, tens of thousands dishomed. The damage to the infrastructure is profound. And Ernesto, I come to you. So many of these dishomed are being presented as immigrants from other countries in South America. This points up to the fact that Brazil has been a destination for migrants seeking a better life. What is the policy of the Da Silva administration? What was the policy of your administration about people entering Brazil without documentation and just sort of living hand to mouth, especially in agricultural regions?
Well, John, the situation has been basically concentrated on people from Venezuela and from Haiti for 15 years already, more or less. Venezuela a little bit less with all the repression in Venezuela. Of course, people started to leave, and they live normally through the border with northern Brazil, but it's a more, let's say, challenging region of Brazil. And government itself, I mean, we had since before the Bolsonaro government, we kept that during our administration, and now I think it's still kept a system to handle those people and making their life the least miserable possible. So in many cases, they are transferred to other parts of Brazil where a life would be easier. That's the case of Rio Grande do Sul, which is, of course, from Venezuela, but maybe tens of thousands were living there. Haitians, too, there was at a certain moment special visas that Brazil issued for Haitians wishing to leave the country and come to Brazil. A lot came, and also they tended to be too concentrated in São Paulo, and they started to government started to try to get them to other places. So at least tens of thousands, maybe 50,000 in the Rio Grande do Sul state. Well, they're suffering like the rest of the population. Many of them had already found jobs. Now they are out of jobs because maybe every company was affected in the main areas, which are 90% of the state. Now it's a question of how to deal with that, not only from the point of view of the migrants, but of course from the point of view of everyone. Many people don't have the option of leaving to another state. Most people don't have that option. What are you going to do? The situation of migrants is maybe more it makes things more explicit because they were running away from political catastrophes, and now they are affected by a natural catastrophe. But Lula government still doesn't know what to do about it. That would be the bottom line.
Yes, Reuters says Brazil flooding forces plan for tent cities to house the displaced. You told a story of Lula da Silva watching this on television and extremely unhappy because a horse was stranded on top of a house. Has he responded in a more sympathetic fashion since then, talking about, I'm looking at a photograph of people in a gym, temporary circumstances, but they don't have a house to go back to. Has he traveled to the region? Has he responded in any programmatic way?
He has. Tried to show some more empathy after that comment that you mentioned. But politically, he's obviously trying to score points on that. He appointed a special minister for the reconstruction of the state. So a federal minister appointed to oversee the reconstruction of a state, which is constitutional debatable. But this minister is a radical of his party, who was the minister of communication and was basically interested only in censoring people who were criticizing the government online for lack of response to the crisis. Now, this person is going to oversee the reconstruction, or supposed to. And the other day he declared to the press that he looks here and there and he doesn't know where to focus. So that's the kind of person. He knows how to focus on censorship and not on real reconstruction. So that's where we are. And many people are commenting that today Lula expressed deep, deep felt condolences for his friend Raisi in Iran, Ibrahim Raisi, in a deeper way than he did for the victims in Brazil.
And just to measure right now, this is the worst it's ever been to you in your memory. We have just a few seconds, because you said there was nothing like this when you were growing up there. This is the worst catastrophe Rio Grande do Sul has recorded in 100 years. Have they characterized it?
It is since we have any records, and yeah. Not only in the state, it's the worst natural catastrophe in the history of Brazil. Many people are pointing that.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto mentions Venezuela when we come back, and Argentina. They're tangling over diplomatic protocols. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.